In the early years of the 20th century, many were singing the praises of mutton. It even featured in popular culture like this cartoon, Much Ado About Mutton, starring the Big Bad Wolf.
Hubba, hubba, hubba. I'm a glutton for that mutton.
But since then, mutton has fallen out of favour. British author Bob Kennard has charted the history of the meat in his book, also called Much Ado About Mutton. He says mutton earned a dodgy reputation during wartime food rations.
There wasn't much meat around, and what there was wasn't particularly good quality. Certainly there's a lot of folklore memory of really bad mutton during the war, which carried on. We have the sort of mutton dressed as lamb and the rather derogatory ideas of mutton meat. But in its heyday, mutton was praised and discussed, and breeds were talked about, and people had their favourite type of mutton. So it was a very rapid decline, really, from the turn of the 20th century.
Do you think we're likely to see a resurgence of mutton?
Well, I hope so, which is, you know, part of the reason for writing the book. We had in 2004, the Prince of Wales put his backing behind something called Mutton Renaissance, and that started off a revival of mutton in this country, certainly. It's still very much a minority meat, but there's no reason why it can't expand. And one of the reasons why I think it's really important, I live in the hills of Mid Wales, where there isn't very much we can do apart from grow grass and sheep. One time, you simply couldn't give cull ewes away. If we can create a market for quality mutton, older ewes, then that, in some small way, will at least boost the incomes of people in areas like this, where there's very little choice as to what farmers can do.
What could be some of the other benefits of eating mutton?
In terms of health benefits, in fact, there was some research I came across from Australia which looked at the omega-3, omega-6 fatty acid ratios, and ideally it should be 1-to-1. In the work that was done in Australia, they found that mutton actually had the best ratio of all meat. It was 2-to-1, and chicken, from memory, came out at about 8-to-1. So there is actually a good health benefit from eating meat from older animals, older sheep.
What does mutton taste like compared to lamb?
Well, it's very different. People sometimes expect it to be just strong lamb, but it's not. It's got a very complex flavour with great depth of flavour. It's got a touch of venison and beef in it and a hint of lamb as well. So it is a very complex flavour. And some people, of course, find strong flavours difficult these days because we're all brought up on animals that have been slaughtered at a very young age and therefore have a very mild flavour.
Are there particular ways that mutton is best cooked?
The real key to cooking mutton is to cook it slowly, which I think has probably been another problem in terms of why it fell out of popularity, because everything has to be cooked quickly these days. And there was a TV advert in this country some years ago which talked about slamming in the lamb. So it is a different way of looking at it. But the real benefit these days is we have these electric slow cookers. They are just ideal for mutton. If you put it on in the morning, ready for you to come home in the evening and enjoy it, the meat would just be wonderful. It'll fall apart, it'll be moist and have this wonderful flavour.
What's your favourite mutton recipe?
Well, I'm a bit boring, really. I just like roast leg.